Listeners, today's music corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Voice of Indonesia.
So listener, it's wrong if it is said that the government of Indonesia is not prioritizing the education sector, because Indonesia is still committed to prioritize this sector, which include the maintaining the budget for the Indonesia Smart College Card scholarship. And this got support from the People's Consultative Assembly, or MPR, Deputy Speaker Edi Supardo. Edi commended implementing this commitment, and as reported by RRI.co.id, Edi said that he firmly believes that President Prabowo will give full priority to education and human resource development as part of the efforts to realize the Golden Indonesia. And the Indonesia Smart College Card Scholarship budget will not be subject to budget cuts. And I emphasize the need for more underprivileged groups to receive the scholarships, which would ensure access to higher education for those who cannot afford it. And Eddie also said that to nurture an excellent young generation, supporting facilities in the form of educational scholarship are very, very essential.
Baby, sing my, I want you to be my husband. Yes, you're my Iron Man, and I love you because it's, baby, take a chance, cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. I see you standing there in your Hulk outerwear, and all I can think is, where is the ring? Cause I know you wanna ask, scared the moment will pass. I can see it in your eyes, just take me by surprise. And all my friends, they tell me, they see you're planning to get on one knee. But I want it to be out of the blue, so make sure I have no clue when you ask. Baby, take my hand, I want you to be my husband. Cause you're my Iron Man, and I love you 3,000. Baby, take a chance, cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. Now we're having dinner, and baby, you're my winner. I see the way you smile, you're thinking about the eye. You reach in your pocket, emotions unlocking. And before you could ask, I answer too fast. And all my friends, they tell me, they see you're planning to get on one knee. So now I can't stop thinking about you.
digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Sadarkanlah lamu dan ceritakan tentang apapun aku mendengarkan. Jangan pernah kau merasa sendiri. Tengoklah aku yang tak pernah pergi. Bagiku kau tetap yang terbaik. Entah beratmu turun atau naik. Kadang kala tak mengapa untuk tak baik-baik saja. Kita hanyalah manusia. Wajar jika tak sempurna. Saat kau merasa gundah, lihat hatimu percaya. Segala sesuatu yang perih bisa diringankan dengan peluk. Kau berkata dunia sedang teramat. Ya bukan berarti kau mesti berubah. Jadi seseorang yang tak kau ingin. Yang menatapmu asing dari cermin. Begitu kau tetap yang terbaik. Entah beratmu turun atau naik. Kadangkala tak mengapa untuk tak baik-baik saja. Kita hanyalah manusia. Wajar jika tak sempurna. Saat kau merasa gundah, lihat hatimu berdaya. Segala sesuatu bisa diringankan dengan peluk. Kita perlu kecewa untuk tahu bahagia. Kadangkala tak mengapa untuk tak baik-baik saja. Kita hanyalah manusia. Wajar jika tak sempurna. Saat kau merasa guna, biar hatimu percaya. Segala sesuatu yang baik bisa diingatkan.
Listener, Indonesia has so many priorities for this administration, and one of them is about food. And to bolster national food security. Recently, listener, the Bengkalis Regency's Agriculture, Horticulture and Livestock Agency has launched a joint planting initiative in Sidomukti Hamlet, Langkat Village on last week. And the agency's Crop and Horticulture Conservation Division head Raflani said the primary goal of this initiative is to enhance rice production, strengthen food security, and also improve farmers' livelihood. Quoted by rri.co.id, the initiative is being carried out on a 330-hectare plot of land, primarily managed by the Sidodadi Farmers Group and the Sri Wadana Farmers Association. Of the total, 20 hectares are managed by farmer groups utilizing irrigation from KSP Sepotong Langkat Irrigation System, which serves 200 hectares of rice fields. And Raffiani is optimistic that the joint planting initiative would significantly boost rice production in Bengkalis Regency in Riau.
Kita Voice of Indonesia.
Little waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiah for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as deep cliffs.
Kita semua boleh jatuh, tapi harus bangkit.
bangkit kembali.
Kita semua boleh takut, tapi harus bangkit, bangkit, bangkit kembali. Kita semua boleh takut, tapi harus bangkit kembali.
Right after this song, you'll be listening to a story about the gong music of Songkhlung Dayak community. Stay tuned, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Songkhlung Dayak Community in Fanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency, reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So stay tuned. In the borderline, the Songkhlung Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other countries. Songkhlung Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tatabuhan in a celebration for Songkhlung Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Music has become an integral part of Songkhlung Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instrument is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with pomang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pak anu bulatan mit balak cetangan ku nadat na basa na utuk na manang na kaut na bucit na ngimul na kawai na ngaji deng ngagah deng mujak nuk syuk nuk moy mo imau mo musik mo mau mo kut kabau kulit kami kulit kuda da cok laja cok nyama cok tuat cok aja kelek aja sina aja belana manuk ipok nuk babi nuk adat basa buku na syukup uluk mudut na deh tabung kaut tabung musik tabung ngimul na kop na agup buku tai buku na mate cio masih abi hume abi ut ngut tabu manaku me tabu manaku nuak manuk cio gudak sango gudang teanak manuk gudang kusik manuk cio gudak jepang gudak mereka manuk tabu utuk tabu manang tabu nasib tabu tua he nuk adat nuk bahasa buku na ti da cukup da uluk da budir da de nuk tira sama.
Only after this is done, the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul Village, Suruh Kembawang, Antikong District, Sanggau, Francis Pelek, as followed.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar. Pertama,
gong is as a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then, we make famang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is bigger.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pumang is then read out before the offerings and food in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi. Pertama,
the equipments are created kedua, as complete as possible.
Ketiga,
after the equipments
babi,
are made, we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog.
Pulut,
after that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head and pig blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterwards, we stop and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
Tabuhan Gong for Sungkung Dayak Tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drumming sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkung Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tu, petuah orang, sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya tu.
Tabuhan gong that characterizes Sungkung Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sungkung Dayak in Suruh Kembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture, used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out, stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring the misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pest will invest the plant. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until now it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
Tetapuhan gong for the Sungkung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. Yes, the Sungkung Dayak community loves their heritage so much, and they did not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, Tetabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listeners, that was the other side of the Tatabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Bukan hanya ada di dalam angan. Esok pagi kau buka jendela, kan kau dapati seikat kembang merah. Kau tahu ku mulai bosan bertumbu dengan bayang-bayang. Bantulah aku temukan diri, menyambut pagi, membuang sepi.
Listener, you've just listened to a song by Ebit K. Ade along with his two sons, Adera and Vegara, with a song titled Elegi Esok Pagi, or the Elegy of the Next Morning. The song, the original song, apparently was released back in 1980 by Ebit K. Ade alone, and he was known as the King of Ballad in Indonesia. And if you're wondering what the song is about, it's about missing somebody. Although it's not explain whether the person is just going somewhere or they are really, really gone. But in the song it says that I am bored to love only the shadows of you. And allow me to remember the trip we made and let me understand what you had in your mind. This song is very poetic and it also gives a new nuance by Ebit Gede along with his two sons who are also singers, Adela and Zagara. By the way, in recreating the song, they involve two musicians from another band, David and Lukman from Noah, in rearranging the song. And the collaboration between different generations, apparently, according to so many people, created a harmony full of meanings and emotions.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
And of course, you're still tuned to Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, there are a lot of information and sometimes the important ones are getting lost amid the, well, less important ones. But how to make sure that information related to disaster will reach everybody and therefore help more lives? Here is an opinion from Avianto Amri, the chairman of Indonesian Society for Disaster Management.
So I very much agree, building connections is really key. Because right now the flow of information in this digital era is actually very, very fast. People can access information, but what we're looking for is accurate information, clear, understandable, and actionable information. This is something that we still need to be improved. We have learned very good knowledge on COVID during pandemic era where you can have a lot of information going on, but if you equip it with simple messaging, then it can be clearer for the community. Mm-hmm. People know how to access the information, and they can also act on it.
So this is just a cut from Morning Talk on the Voice of Indonesia. The full complete dialogue talking about the recent climate and weather in Indonesia, not only with the association but also with the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Tanpa ragu, tanpa bimbang, takkan ku lepaskan engkau dari genggaman tanganku. Melepas lelah, pergi jauh, kembali lagi. Bersamamu selalu, tak ingin berakhir waktuku. Menikmati pagi, sore dan malam, secangkir kopi panas sampai tanpa batas. Lalu ada sirdendi bernyanyi, mereka kembali lagi musikin diri tepi. Menikmati pagi, sore dan malam, sini buluk siaran, otong koyo twitteran. Lalu ada kabar tri
yang tak bisa diabaikan, kami harus lakukan kembali.
Voice of Indonesia.
Saat ku jumpa dirinya di suatu suasana, terasa getaran dalam dada. Ku coba mendekatinya, ku tatap dirinya. Oh, dia sungguh mempesona. Ingin aku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa, aku tak kuasa. Aku tak tahu harus berkata apa. Inikah nama cinta? Oh, inikah cinta? Cinta pada jumpa pertama.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia urges AI inclusivity for developing nations. 38 nations joined Indonesia for Komodo 2025 naval exercise in Bali. And here is the news in detail. AI should not be something dictated by big countries. It must also take into account emerging economies like Indonesia and other countries in the global south. This statement was made by the Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs of Indonesia, Mutia Hafid, at the opening of the Congress of the Indonesian Women Journalists Forum, or FJPI, which was held online on Saturday. Minister Hafid highlighted the need to consider the needs of developing countries when creating global AI governance policies. Indonesian Navy Chief of Staff Admiral Muhammad Ali announced that 38 countries and 19 foreign warships join in the 5th Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo 2025, or MNEC, in Tanjung Benoa Waters, Bali on Sunday. During the opening ceremony, Ali expressed his hope that the exercise would prioritize natural disaster mitigation and humanitarian assistance or disaster relief, as well as addressing joint maritime threats in non-war fighting scenarios. In addition to the sea training, Ali said Indonesian Navy would conduct various activities, including the Engineering Civic Action Program, or NCAP, a humanitarian program involving the construction of public facilities such as roads and places of worship located in Antiga Cloud Village, Karang Asam District, Bali. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kehabisan cara untuk jelaskan padamu, mengapa sulit untuk lupakanmu. Aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu, kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Coba sehari saja, satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku. Kau akan mengerti, kau akan mengerti, bagai mana ku melihatmu menanggungi kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu. Kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Seandainya satu hari bertukar jiwa, kau akan mengerti dan berhenti. Bertanya-tanya,
coba sehari saja.